By many measures, including his own, David Hopes is a successful poet and playwright. He's certainly an influential one, at least to those who've studied with him over the years at UNC Asheville. But by other measures, including his own, Hopes hasn't achieved the notoriety one might expect of someone with so much published and produced work.
I get satisfied when the thing is done and done happily, and then I leave it sit. I had been happy just writing and had missed all the activities I should have done as a youth to get my name and face out there.
Asheville's Magnetic Theater has been a dependable home for Hopes' stage plays, including the current show, Uranium 235. Talking with Hopes, you get the sense he's too preoccupied with whatever he's working on at the moment to get excited about another premiere. He's on sabbatical this semester, but he certainly doesn't need the break to write.
In some ways, my life is seamless in that way. I write all the time, and I'm not even sure I write more when I'm not in school. When things are bad, I tend to write less. You know, recently, things have been fine, so I've just been writing up a storm.
Hopes grew up in Akron, Ohio, with a father he remembers and has written about as repressive and demoralizing. In his poem called Certain Things, penned after his father's death, Hopes wrote this: "Of course I hated him. All things, even hatred, wear away." But for the most part, Hopes avoids the autobiographical, instead focusing of late on historical fiction. He has a trilogy of plays about Abraham Lincoln, and Uranium 235 is another such play, exploring what could have gone through the mind of President Harry Truman as World War II wound to a close. In this scene, Truman is conversing with Cleo, the Greek goddess muse of history.
Will we win?
Depends on who you mean by we.
Civilization.
Again, depends on who you mean by...
You must be on our side.
Really?
Well, yes, it's just the other way is just too weird to think about.
And the way I found into it was looking at Truman as maybe embarrassed and feeling inadequate taking over after, the greatness of Franklin Roosevelt. Evidently, he did not know about the Manhattan Project or know what it was. And so he has all this on his plate in, the first 5 minutes of his presidency.
Hopes also does his share of acting, though never in his own plays. He says actors often make fine writers for their ability and training to pick up varied personalities and voices. Some of his edicts about writing can be as funny as they are thought-provoking.
A poetic play is disastrous. It's just, no one wants to hear it. But a play that is infused with the spirit of poetry is a different thing altogether.
Hope says he is far better at telling his students what to do or not than showing them how to do it. In our conversation, he called himself a fraud.
A student sitting down in front of me, I can say, now here's how you write a play. There's some guidelines, like don't try to prove a point. That's the worst way to start out. And, there sort of things you can avoid, but those are all negative. How to actually do it, just start talking with your pen.
Wiley Cash is a novelist of growing national renown who studied under Hopes at UNC Asheville. Cash called Hopes brilliant and one of America's most prolific writers.
We had to read a short story and we had to write a play based on that short story. And he was very specific. He said, I want this play, the spirit of this play, the feel of this play, to feel like the short story you've chosen. And I want you thematically and atmospherically to be able to draw lines from this thing to that thing.
I asked Hopes whether he sets out to specifically write a poem or a play or something else, and he said no, the rhythm of his writing guides him.
Predestination is the great enemy of art. That if you write the poem or the play that you intended to write, you failed. It's a discovery. People talk at each other. The author is discovering, as well as the later on, the audience.
Uranium 235 is on stage at Magnetic Theater through November 18th. Magnetic is also producing Night Music, another of Hope's plays, next February. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.